The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bont. And I have a Clark with me. It's a Thursday, so everybody goes, oh, yeah, you know, it's Trish. No, it's Sharon Clark.
It's the younger version
it's
of the Clark.
It's the younger
don't
version.
Don't tell Trish I said
it's
that.
Right. It's the younger. Oh, no, you don't have to, because she'll come back and listen to it, and then you can explain this one.
Okay.
So Sharon's with me. Bad Bob, good morning, buddy.
And good morning to you, too.
Ran into you in the gym yesterday, and you were, I tell you
we both survived the experience.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think so far, but you are on that bike, and you didn't see me watching you.
Mm.
So you've got your headphones on and all this. Man, you are going for it. You must have pedaled to Bangkok and back.
The equivalent of about 15 miles, yeah.
That's good. That's
pretty good. And really not, I mean, I'm going to blow the horn a little bit early here for the folks over at Wellgate in terms of my wife just joined there. Brenda just joined up at Wellgate. And she has been to, over her life, numerous health clubs, and she says, hands down, it is the very best one she's ever been in.
It's a great place. Yeah. It really is. It really is super for like 100 reasons that, you know, we give a read to them, but there's just 100 reasons. I mean, they come in, they know who you are, they hand you a towel. They have towel services.
It's more like a fitness club than a gym.
It is.
You know,
yeah.
It feels like it feels a little bit classier.
It feels very classy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels classy.
It's not a spandex palace. It's not. It's not a. It's not
always
a sweat socked gym.
It's always absolutely clean too.
Yeah.
And there's always there's room on the machines, and you have to wait. You know, sometimes when you get into, but if you get into a, you know, you're doing your
Nautilus stuff. Or whatever.
Well, if you're doing your routine, you know, it should be five or six machines anyway. So, I mean, I've never had to wait for a machine.
And they are the latest models, too, of machinery.
Well, I tell you what, they had this one with a leg press, and this lady, like 80, was on it. And she must have been on it for like 10 minutes. She must have done 8,000 reps. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching, and I'm looking at the reps she's doing. I'm going, that's a lot for her to be pushing up right there, especially that many times. And I'm thinking, well, that lady could probably bench me.
She'll never be a client.
She may have been one of your people. Who knows?
She can probably do a high kick up to your throat before you even know what's happening.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Yeah, and good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm awesome.
I will not try to call you. I'll try not to call you Trish today.
Yeah, try not. That's okay. I'll take it as a compliment.
Hey, what's the weather look like? You know what? We've been just having
wonderful
weather.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Currently, it's 64 degrees in Reading. We are looking at a high near 92, which is awesome. Light winds coming in from the south, 5 to 7 miles an hour. And tonight, a low around 60, and still those little light winds. So open the windows tonight and get some cooling in and get out to the lake this weekend, hopefully. It's supposed to be 90s, you know, low.
90 and 89?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get out. I tell you what, Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor is going to be here next week. And
hopefully they're having a good season.
Oh, he just says, we're slammed.
That's
we're
so
just
good.
Slammed. And he said, this weekend is everything they have that floats is rented.
That's so good. You know, when we had, you know, such a
awesome.
rainy winter and the lake was so full, you know, aside from being, you know, selfish about how we weren't in such a drought and we could actually water our lawns, I thought of all of those industries, all of those businesses up at Shasta Lake that basically have, you know, suffered through the last few years. And as a business owner, you know, you can't help Mother Nature. And then here you have all these people that are out of work and making all these cuts. And so it's just so nice to see what a great season they've had.
Especially that when you look at it, there's even when the water is down, there are still tons of water there. But what it does, but we who live here, it's not. But you're right, you know, and you're absolutely right. That's what it is. It's aesthetically, it's not pretty, even though there's tons of water still left in there. And And when you get, when you take the boat and you take it out and you bump it into the side, you know, there to, you know, to swim or something like that, then it's just muddy.
Yeah, and it's just red clay everywhere. And,
even if you're just out there just fishing or just, you know, pulling somebody along behind you in a craze, some matter to try to hurt them, the vision of it, people look at it and they just don't come.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. He said, but this year, he says, we get a rainy year this next year. Mm-hmm. He says, probably people will actually be able to catch up from the last 3 years.
Great.
Maybe.
Good news.
Well, we'll see. They're just super people out there. It's a better known business, and Kevin's a great guy. They support a lot of things here in the community. So, what have you been doing?
Well, my daughter turned 21 this week.
You know what?
Wow.
This tells me how long we've lived here.
Yeah. Yeah,
just tells me how long we've lived here because I remember
she was just like in grammar school.
Well, she was. Well, let me see that. This year would have been something like, well, it'd be like 9 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's a little thing. So yeah, I took her out to Nello's. We had a nice dinner. She wanted to go to Nello's for her 21st birthday in Reading. Let's face it, on Tuesday night, there's not a lot to do. So, but she wanted to go to Disney World. So we're heading to Disney World on Monday for a week.
Sometimes on Wednesday night, there's no one.
You know, it's true. I mean, I said my daughter's not spent. I mean, no offense to some of the bars, but I mean, I didn't want her like hanging out at the hen house or something on her 21st birthday.
No, not on her 21st birthday. It's not that, you know. I mean, well, you know, you're
there's
just lucky.
There's a time and a place for
those. You're just lucky. What was it? Tom and Jerry's, or what is it? What was it called?
Bert and Ernie's.
Yeah.
It had other names, but nothing I can mention on air.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie's. Like Bert and Ernie's, or was it open still?
Yeah. I mean, so she's heading to Chico this weekend to kind of celebrate the proper way with her girlfriends. So
oh, yeah, with the college town?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Have a DD.
There you go. Have a designated driver.
Well, what's the one on Market Street that just folded that was sort of a dead?
Johnny's Cabin. That folded a couple years ago. Yeah. And you know what? That's too bad because, you know, once things start going downhill and the liquor control boys get into you, that's it. Yeah. I mean, they're looking. I mean, now they're looking. Girls dancing on the bar.
Yeah.
Now, frankly, I kind of think that's kind of cool.
Not, you didn't have an issue with that.
I had no issue with that. I mean, really, come on. I'd have no issue with that.
I was just thinking workers' comp. I mean, that's what I
actually missed
you should
Bombay.
Be liking that. That's that's business for you. You should be helping them up on the bar.
Right.
Sharon, you had to visit Bombay as a time or two
in
the day.
And actually, Bert and Ernie's, when I first moved to Reading in 2000, it was like a sports bar, and I remember going and playing darts, and it wasn't like the Bert and Ernie's that ended up, you know, a few years ago. But, at her age, they go out like at 10 o'clock. At our age, we go out for a drink, and at her age, they go out for drinks, and they start their night at 10. And my friends call me at 8, and they're like, hey, meet me out, and I'm like, I'm already in. So we don't go out anymore, unless it's to see Linda.
Which, by the way, is tonight, everybody.
Oh.
She's at Elements Lounge tonight.
Yeah, that was so nice. Yeah, last month, it was your birthday when she was there.
It was.
Yeah,
and that was
a nice party.
That was a rowdy day.
Oh, my gosh, that was so fun.
But she's back tonight, and she'll be there with Rick Hill's going to be playing.
Yeah.
And
such a nice venue, and she's just so talented. So people should go out. Take your woman out tonight, people.
It's a good time to do it. I really believe that because it's a... she's got she's got her band there, you know, Cleveland Bonet and Johnny Viramontes and Bruce Kalin, and then with Rick playing guitar, and then she's got a bunch of new songs that they're doing, so it's going to be a good night.
And you know, I hadn't eaten there for a while, and the food is really good and really affordable. It's like $20 for a steak.
Oh yeah,
18 or 20. Yeah, wasn't it?
It's $22 for steak and lobster there.
Yeah, it was really good food. So I was really impressed.
It's Elements Lounge, and she should be making a give them a call, and make a reservation. Let me see. I wasn't going to do it.
You can actually ask for a table so that you can see Linda because I actually requested a table that I could.
Yeah, you want a table up. You table want a table up front,
yeah.
And just give them a call over at Elements Lounge. I wasn't planning on doing that right now.
Oh, I didn't say weather brought to you by to help you out with that, did I?
No,
I dropped the ball on that.
Weather's brought to you by though. It's Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are cool friends.
Warm friends. Oh, it's cool friends.
It's cool friends during the summer.
We're heading to warm friends at some point.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer during the summer. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have a senior and veterans discounts. It's a veteran-owned business, too. Elements Lounge, 243-3377. Give a phone call. Come on down and join us tonight. It's going to be a good time. You know, it's just going to be kickback. It's, you know, kind of kicking off the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Are you laboring on Labor Day?
I'm laboring because I'm leaving on Monday for Disney World, so I'm going to work and catch up on everything so that I can take my first week off in a year and a half.
I never get a hold of you anyway. Anybody tries? Izzy might have gotten a hold of you the first time they call.
Well, I'm busy.
Your daughter.
I'm very busy and important. I have a very busy schedule. People don't understand, like,
I've got a very busy what?
Schedule.
Oh, schedule.
Yeah, I like to say it like that.
Schedule. I thought you said something else. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Yeah, they're having this huge, huge, biggest sale of the year on Sleep Number. You can save up to 50% on Labor Day, unlimited,
wow.
On Labor Day limited edition beds, the whole thing. You know, you've listened to us before. My Sleep Number setting, it changes because sometimes I change.
What is yours, Carl?
My Sleep Number setting is 60. I'm working out pretty hard. For me, if I run it up a little bit higher, I sleep on a firmer mattress. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, and it's just right for her for right now. And she just goes right to sleep. Anyway, it's a made in America, voted number one mattress in America by Consumer Report, which takes no money for advertising.
Wow.
And they're pretty. They're green, but I think they're really meticulous in how they test things, and they don't get money from companies. So when you take that, like I said, made in America and all these other things, why would you go anywhere else for a mattress? Head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Brian Janice or any of the pros over there, and they'll lay you in the bed. They'll let you lie down in the bed. They won't lay you in the bed.
I used to work with Janice at Gottschalk's years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's
tall,
great.
Tall lady, right?
Yeah. Great lady.
Yeah,
really nice. And you just lay on the bed. And then they're going to try it out, and you can see where where your body's kind of resting on it, and how this bed can help you. Going over there, this is Sleep Number, and it's a great time to buy a bed. 7:17 in the morning, Sharon Clark and me, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
And the Bluebirds, Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River, Thursday, September 1st, from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Oh, yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday. You know what? It's the 1st of September. Bob.
Whoop, whoop.
Do you remember? Yes.
I mean, it's kind of like maybe an apology here. For letting August get away?
I am culpable, what can I say? If you say, I'm culpable.
We talked about it, trying to hold on to August as long as possible. Though you did hang on to the 31st, I have to admit. Sometimes you only get to the 30th.
I keep holding on to yesterday.
Hey, if Indian Dave is listening, give us a call, 605-4565. Just give us a call. Indian Dave. Okay. I'm here, of course, with Sharon Clark, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. That's right. And we're talking about Mary McCurdy. Her goal is to help every one of her clients sell their house at the best price possible or buy a house, a home, at the best price possible. She has it all. She's got an extensive list of properties that she would like to show you. And you can check it out on her website, Mary, and that's M-A-R-I, McCurdy.com, or give her a call at 949-1550. All of this by Properties by Merit and John Scaife. Great people over there. Okay, so what are you doing? Okay, you're getting ready to head off to Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to leave our nice, cool, high 90s or low 90s weather to go to 80s with a lot of humidity.
Well, you know, did you smell smoke in the air today?
No.
You didn't? Gap fires up to 17,000 acres.
Yep, it's going to be a major problem up there.
Yeah, I've kind of started to smell smoke a little bit. Maybe, you know, sometimes where the way it runs. You've heard of Ryan Lochte, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
The Olympic swimmer. Well, some people believe it or not. Because they're busy. I know how busy you are. Did you watch the Olympics?
A little bit.
Do you have a favorite part of the Olympics?
I like the gymnastics.
I think most women like gymnastics.
Yeah, I like the gymnastics. And like in winter, I like these skating.
The figure skating. Oh, yeah.
And I like the diving.
The diving?
Did they do diving this
year? Oh, yeah.
I missed
all
of that.
They do diving all
but I do
every
like,
Olympics.
Yeah, I do like the diving, and I like the gymnastics, I would say, probably are my favorites.
You know, the gymnastics guys, if you put a board across their heads, they go like, they're all like 5'5". I mean, all the good gymnasts. I mean, this is the guys too.
Yeah,
5'5", 5'6", and the girls are down at 4'11".
They're like jockeys.
Yeah, I mean, their center of gravity is much lower. But when you see the things they do out there on the bars, the ones on the rings?
Oh, the rings.
Oh, yeah.
That's
where
so
the guy goes out and he doesn't even hold the rings anymore. He puts his hands straight out.
Right.
And he holds himself in the iron cross.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. He has to be like for 3 seconds, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, wow, you're either going to have, you know, you're never going to have a problem with those shoulders ever, or you're going to be not able to raise your arm when you're 50.
What is your favorite of the Olympics?
You know what? I like
the part they don't show, the equestrian, probably.
Well, I like the equestrian, and I like the modern pentathlon, where it's fencing and shooting.
Right.
Uh-huh. I think this year, the swimming, I really like the way that that Mike Phelps came back after the last Olympics and came on. I love the track and field. And I guess the thing I really like is some of these esoteric sports that you never see because who would do them? You know, like handball.
Yeah.
I mean, handball seems like something Americans would love because it's inside and you're taking a ball, you're running down, you're bumping into people and you're throwing it kind of like a baseball at a net. But you don't see that. And I really like to watch is the sportsmanship and the competitiveness to think that some of these people that are finishing really not even in the scene, you know, of the leaders are running their personal best for their country.
Right.
And they are so proud. of what they've been able to do. They're there representing a company that, I mean, just imagine walking in with your team. And some of these teams are like two people. The Fijians this year came in and won their very first gold medal, and it was in rugby.
Oh,
I mean, the whole country shut down. When they announced who made the team, the president of the country of Fiji made the announcements.
Yeah,
so that's how big
cool.
it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it. Hey, you still stepping over people when you're trying to get into work in the morning? Did you have some problems out there?
We had a really long 3 weeks about a month and a half ago of calling 911 almost every day. We had a gentleman just come in on drugs and wouldn't leave the office. We had somebody, literally laying in front of the office one morning. We had someone rob Kmart, run through the fence, through our office parking lot, screaming to his backup driver to pick him up. And it was a crazy few weeks, but actually, it's been really nice. Knock on wood. We haven't had any, but we do have a panic button at the front counter at my office now because our windows are so tinted. When someone gets in there, if they won't leave, it's really tough to get them out. But we have some great realtors next door.
You have an all-girl office,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so we walk them out and run over there, and we have their number, and they'll all come out just buffed out, ready to just take over and protect the ladies next door.
You must have bigger realtors than most other people
they're all great over there. So they're our backup call now. But
maybe Omega. Megastar. No, Omega. Omega's got some big boys in there.
Yeah.
You know, Vint and all those guys.
We've been pretty, it's been pretty uneventful. How about for you
guys? Well, we had somebody come in here the other day and come up to the counter and reach down and then take something and run out. But the only thing he could have taken was maybe the last copy of Enjoy magazine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking that's maybe what
that's
he
just paperwork.
But he ran. He ran out the door. It was like, okay. No, the reason I'm talking about this is, doesn't it seem like in the last couple of weeks we've had bank robberies? We had a guy get murdered. We had two murders here.
We had the lady in the middle of the day attempted rape by a 16-year-old.
A 16-year-old?
In the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day. What the heck was that?
Yeah, it
16
has,
years old.
Yeah, it's been really
and then,
wild.
But so all, I mean, but,
the
you know,
truck
bank
stopped,
run,
the
truck stop guy got killed at the truck stop.
Yeah, on Bocelli, that one, the 67-year-old guy on Bocelli.
Just got, yeah,
that
it's
was
another
like,
murder.
That was right by my old office.
They haven't, and they have no leads on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And so who's this guy? I mean, and people talk about, he had a business down there.
I know, you're going to convince me to get my CCW.
Well, you know what?
Doesn't matter.
The reason I asked about the Olympics, I'm tying this kind of into, is Ryan Lochte. You know, he lost all his endorsements, or a lot of them, after the incident in Rio. And then, but he just got picked up a new one. He's got a new endorsement.
Uh-oh.
It's called RoboCop. it's if you're assaulted or if you're being robbed, it looks like a little hand grenade, and you pull the pin, and it makes this screeching sound.
This is true.
It's called RoboCop.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I hope it's true. You know, you can't tell anymore when you're reading into. You see it in, you know, like on Yahoo, or you see it in, the news or ESPN and all this stuff, and you don't know if. Yeah, but this is anyway. But so they've gotten all types of hits ever since that he's, you know,
well,
signed
you know, that,
up for
that's,
this.
That's if he's going to make a comeback, you know.
There you go.
This is the way
but
to
he's
do
also going
to
be in Dancing with the
there
Stars.
There is no such thing as bad publicity.
Right
now
yeah,
in this day and age.
But you were talking about CCW. You know, instead of pulling the pin and ruining everybody's day with the screaming and yelling, another way that's a lot quieter.
You just told me to pat my purse and say, "Step back, I'm armed."
Well, you can say that, or you could just take out your pistol with the laser designator on it and just put the red dot on their chest. See, it doesn't make any noise, and it's very effective because people will run away.
Now, you know, Carl, I was talking to someone, and they said women can pull out a firearm if they feel threatened, but men, it's brandishing, and men really can't pull it out unless they're prepared to fire it. Is that true, that it's more brandishing if you're a guy, but if you're a female, you can pull it out?
No, you can brandish as a female, too. But here's the thing is that the only time you pull the weapon is if you feel physically threatened to the point where your life is in danger or you're in serious danger of being hurt.
Right.
Now, a woman with that in mind will probably, you know, if she will pull that her pistol, probably maybe sooner than a man will.
Right.
Because you know, I mean, even though that you're like 5'8" and you carry weapons on your feet with stiletto heels and all that. But you, if big guy's coming at you, you're going to probably, you know, your life now is threatened because you know you're
physically,
not going to be able to take
him on.
Physically, you're not going to be able to take him on.
Right.
If it was a girl about your size, see, then
a guy,
the,
you mean?
No, but if it's a girl coming at you about
this. Oh, a girl about my size,
about, now, see, that then the rules change
a little
bit.
We're hair pulling, we're scratching.
Yeah, but, you know, but that's the kind of thing. But it's the bottom line is, when you feel like your life is threatened and that you are in mortal danger, then you can pull that gun. Now, brandishing is that, you know, you're not like that and you pull a gun out and you wave it at them or something like this. But if you ever feel like, you know, that you're saying, get back, and when you pull your pistol and you get it out, they'll stop.
For the most better. Part.
Yeah. Anyway, they stop and they leave. Mm-hmm. At that point, you call 911, tell them where you are, tell them to come get you. Because you want to tell the police
I was
in danger of in fear of my life. I had to draw my gun and chase the person away, and let them come in, get the report. Because if you don't, that other person could call the cops and say that they this blonde lady.
Threaten me with a weapon.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. We've got a special
Jeff
guest
Zeller
here.
Here from Spectrum Prosthetics.
There we go. Jeff. We'll be right back.
With some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
There's no better time than today to head into Renting Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for optimal offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue. To ReddingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark here today.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, it's 64 degrees. It's going up to, is that right, Bob? About 92 today?
Should be right
about 92.
Around.
Okay, yeah. Now 92 is a beautiful
sweater
day.
Weather.
It's almost sweater weather. But I tell you what, it's still warm. So, I mean, and because it's been really hot out, you may think that, I'll bring my dog, Fluffy, with me to work or someplace.
Can't leave him in the car.
And leave him in the car.
No dogs, no kids in the car, people.
That's right. Nothing carbon-based at all. And because it'll get really hot in there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, someplace we were already talking about, Wellgate Sports Club. It's on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Indoor swimming pool that is salt water. So, I mean, if you want to, you know, want to exercise and not tear up ligaments and joints and have a real good workout there, you go see Kathleen Cowling there, who has all these classes. But the place itself is just great. Extraordinarily clean. It's got the Boheme Spa in there, and one of their package deals is two visits to the spa every month, which pays for the whole package that you've just signed up for. Plus, you get all the workouts, and you get help from their great instructors and everything. It's there. It's great. Give them a call at 768-1205 or just stop on by. Go down there and see Rich or Anthony. Wellgate Sports Club. All right. Sharon and I are here with
Jeff Zeller. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Sharon and Carl and
how you doing,
everybody
buddy?
Out
listening.
There.
So Jeff is the owner of Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics here in Reading and a longtime friend and business associate and has supported me through the years with senior expos and on the radio and all kinds of endeavors.
Yes.
So what's new at your place?
Well, we are still building prosthetic devices for folks and doing diabetic shoes for those who are diabetic, providing bracing, knee bracing, and all those kinds of things, as well as our post-mastectomy boutique, Forever Woman, my wife and one other fitter that we have employed with us. They're helping out those ladies who have gone through that situation. And so we stay very busy and enjoy being able to be a part of the community.
And you guys do custom prosthetics there, right? Right there in the
we
in-house.
Do uh-huh. We do. We have a lab, in-house lab, and most of our devices are made in-house. There are some things that it's more cost effective to send out, but I have a lady she's been a technician, started in Germany when she was 16, and she's been and she's 50 something now, and so she has been making devices, and she came in from Florida, and she does the most beautiful leather work. We make these leather gauntlets for ankles and things like that, and she does all the leather work, or also hand gauntlets and things, and her sewing and the leather, and it just looks really nice. So it makes a very nice quality looking product,
right.
But made right here in Reading. So.
Awesome, that's great. And I know with the diabetic shoes. Lots of people, of course, a lot of my clients that are seniors don't even realize that Medicare covers these because circulatory issues in feet of diabetics, lack of circulation leads to a lot of amputations that can be preventable.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes. The neuropathy that comes with both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, you lose sensation in your feet, and then all of a sudden you have got a little pebble in your shoe or something. They don't realize that. It rubs a sore on their foot. And then they have a non-healing wound because the circulation is so impaired because it's so far from the heart down there. And so a lot of times by having a pair of extra depth shoes that have plenty of room in the shoe, in the foot, the toe box and everything for the foot to be in there properly and still have room to have a nice cushioned insole to help protect the foot is very important.
Yeah, and I think so. People, if we have people that have diabetes, they can reach out to their doctor for that prescription, right? And that will cover that?
Yes. There are some requirements. Medicare has gotten a little more tough as they have on everything.
Sure, sure.
And so yes, with the proper documentation, they have to be first they have to meet one of the, I think it's six qualifying conditions, you know, and then there needs to be documentation that they're being seen by their physician that treats them for their diabetes. They have to have a face-to-face visit with that physician, and then they can see a podiatrist or something, but that's not all. Which doesn't make any sense,
right.
Of course. The person who looks at their feet and understands what their problem is, that his information doesn't fly with Medicare on their own.
Okay.
They also has to be with their treating
primary doctor.
Treating physician.
Okay.
Yeah, for their diabetes.
Okay.
It kind of backs up the fact that yes, they are diabetic, and these other things
are
going
right.
on with their feet. So,
are you seeing a lot more of that, Jeff?
You know what? It's I mean, I think that I honestly do think that the program, when administered properly, I think it has helped to decrease some of the amputations because, you know, a lot of times that is a progressive thing as far as the neuropathy, and they tend to lose. They even have falls and things because they can't feel their legs,
right,
you know.
Right.
And so that it doesn't necessarily prevent that, but it does definitely prevent the wounds. And once those non-healing wounds happen, then it's just a whole lot of time in the hospitals and the wound care. And you know, we've got like two or three wound care centers just
right.
in Reading. You know.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. One of our guys has something wrong with him,
yeah.
and had to go to the wound care center. I mean, it was just long, long-term taken care of. The reason I asked about the diabetics is mm-hmm. because of this, it seems like this huge upsurge, you know, in obesity in kids and people, which causes, of course, is one of the leading causes of diabetes. And I was just wondering if it just seemed like you were seeing more and more.
Yeah, it's been, you know, I mean, it's very consistent. I wouldn't say, I don't know, I haven't really,
yeah.
you know.
Right.
But, you crunched the numbers on that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But I do know that you're correct. There is a epidemic of obesity, and there's, you know, just, and then it seems like a lot of times they don't understand that about their feet when they are diabetic, and sometimes that information doesn't get dispersed to them properly, so they may not even understand that. They say, yeah, my feet are burning and tingling, but they don't understand that's related to their diabetes, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny that, you know, and you read about people all the time losing legs or feet to diabetes for amputation, mm-hmm. and, I mean, these are, like, sometimes well-known people.
Sure.
Years ago, I knew a young man, I mean, he was like in his early 30s, and he had this. And, I mean, I knew he was kind of a periphery there, you know, friends with friends. And I said, you know, because they were talking about it, because he was bleeding. And I said, you know what, you know, are you getting treated or anything like this? Because he knew what it was. He knew it was diabetes. Mm. Nah, and lost it, I think, like 6 inches above the ankle or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, when you have neuropathy, you're supposed to inspect your feet. Like
daily,
because mm-hmm. if you step on something, like you and I would feel it and pull it out of our shoe, something's rubbing you wrong on your foot. But when you can't feel it and that you wear that all day long,
I've got some amazing stories you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, what people have got.
Perhaps we don't even want to talk about.
You don't. It's probably not more.
Yeah,
than
it's not like this. Oh my gosh! Look, it went all the way through.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, through and through here. Okay, you know. It's fascinating because I know that people have in the prosthetics industry has made such huge strides, and I hate to think that part of it is because of wars, but that is mainly a lot of things that come come out of wars are big strides in medicine, especially emergency medicine and treatment of those who have been injured. And this prosthetic industry has got to be part of that, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that there's lots and lots of funding that goes into all medical care, I think, when there's war. And there has been, you know, the Department of Defense, and there's been big studies, and they've come a long way since, you know, with just the Iraq war and stuff. There's been a lot of advances in the upper extremity prosthetics, which was always kind of not really, that was the hook, you know, is what you always saw, you
right.
know, and so now they're doing everything. I mean, they've got fully articulating hands that will completely have motors in each finger, and that's all driven traditionally by myoelectric impulses of muscles that you put inside the socket, and that's what drives that. But now they're actually doing it where they're implanting into the brain. There's these little myo chips that they can put in there, and they can actually think And that this is just not
this is, like this is like the wireless kind of like a wireless modem.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a Bluetooth to your
to your hand.
Yeah.
And so you just think about it and it happens.
Yeah. And so I mean it's still not out yet, but that's all being, you know,
cutting edge technology.
Yeah. We've been following stuff like this on Boomer Tech, and yes, it is just advancing leaps and bounds almost on a daily basis. products for people with physical challenges, and it's an amazing assistive technology. It's called, and it's really moving fast.
I tell you, and again, war is terrible. War is horrible. But the advances that come out of wars, maybe if we learn how to have peace, would be great. Which we've never learned that yet. But the other parts of medicine and all this, the technology that like you said, when you spend a lot of money on something, you get some really good minds in there. And people that care about what they're trying to do. I mean, these implants in the brains, I've been reading about it too, and I thought, this is absolutely phenomenal, because I know they're experimenting with other things so that the warriors go into conflict better prepared by using certain types of equipment and things like this, which can be also be scary. Hey, we're here with Jeff Zeller. We're having we're talking about prosthetics and what it can do for people here in town and the advances in it. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. If you want a piece of jewelry, if you don't go to Four Winds Jewelry first, then you are wasting your time and probably your money, because they've got great prices on everything you could possibly want. They've got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area at Four Winds Jewelry. And a gemologist there who will help design and then build that special ring, bracelet, necklace, whatever you want. At Four Winds Jewelry, Rebecca and Henry, great people down there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. We'll be right back. Sharon Clark, Carl Bott. It is exactly 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 1st of September.
Already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Garamani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Budd and Sharon Clark today on the 1st of September. 64 degrees going up to 92 today. Hope everybody's having a great morning. This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD. Now, WellCare MD is one of the first practices in Redding to offer direct primary care for a flat monthly fee that allows you unlimited doctor's visits. It allows you much more time with your doctor. It's a membership-based primary care practice. Appointments that can be made the same day if needed, unhurried appointments, adequate time to address the problem and answer all your questions, close monitoring of chronic illnesses, all of this under WellCare MD. For more information, give them a call at 262-6626 or visit them on the web at WellCare MD. 24 hours a day access to your doctor.
Where are they located?
They are down on the, I think they're on the down in the Sunset.
Right, that's the one by my house, I think.
Yeah, down there.
I've heard of that place.
Well, you know what, I think that's where it's going to. Huh?
That's Prestige.
Oh, that's a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find
I've
out the exact place.
Yeah, I've heard. I've heard of this.
WellCare MD.
Yeah. I mean, I think like I've been talking to some of my staff that can't afford like actual medical benefits, and you can just pay. Yeah, and then you can get in there, and you can they actually do your diabetic testing. They do your some of your supplies. They do everything.
They
out
do
of
all
places.
That thing for
yeah.
And the fee. I've seen the fees, and they're very reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give them a call at 262-6626. Right here.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Anyway, we've got Jeff Zeller from Spectrum Prosthetics with us this morning, talking about all of their amazing products. You guys do a lot of back braces too over there, because I have clients that, when they do like a, have a back fracture, things mm-hmm. like that, you guys do the custom back braces for them. Because a lot of times those aren't surgical; they just need to wear the brace for a while.
That is true. Yeah. You know, depending on you know if it's a fracture, if it's you know. Kyphosis. There's a lot of different things that you know diagnosis that would that where a back brace or
right.
a spinal orthosis would help them. And yeah, we work a lot with a couple of the docs that do the kyphoplasty mm-hmm. and where they go in and actually put in they inject into the vertebrae.
Right, it's like a cement.
Yes,
that
a cement.
Heals it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so by well, a lot of times the bracing will be utilized with that mm-hmm. surgery where it will actually help to stabilize the spine and allow that to heal properly because the spine is an interesting thing as far as how much pressure and weird angles that get on it, you know, on those vertebrae. And mm-hmm. so to be able to take and stabilize that and allow it to heal and not do the work it's supposed to do while it's healing, you know, getting the proper brace on there can really make a big, make a difference in whether it's a success or not.
Yeah,
with
well,
surgery. You
as
know?
People age, you know, I have many clients who've had just compression fractures, mm-hmm. you know, just sitting in a chair.
Yes.
My grandmother fractured her back bending over to garden.
Yeah.
You know, these older gals that, you know, yeah. have osteoporosis. And would you say that you have, Do your services skew toward an older demographic, or because I know you do things for the younger kids too.
We do all, you know,
all
it's
ages
just yeah, really, it really
yeah.
is because you know we do a lot of knee bracing, sports bracing for the football players, all mm-hmm. the way up to yeah, folks that are you know elderly that you know just are like you say have those kind of spinal fractures and things that allow them to not do their activities mm-hmm. of daily living as easily, you know.
Right.
So.
And I think a lot of people I definitely want to hit on before you leave us this morning is the post-mastectomy boutique.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that you have, you know, bras and bathing suits and lingerie and
Yes.
There's
all
kinds of wonderful items there for women that have gone through that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. My wife is the main fitter, and then we also have another gal who is a fitter that we have that all set up, and they will take them. You meet at our front office, and then they'll be escorted out to the boutique, and that's all separated from the regular patient care area that we have for our prosthetics and orthotics, and it has a nice little comfortable feeling to it, and we made that specifically for them, and we have found that that's really been the difference that makes that situation better for the patient too, because it's such a anything is a an amputation of a limb or a mastectomy, you're losing a part of your body. That's an important thing, and so trying to make that whole process work as comfortably as possible in an area that feels comfortable to them is very, very important to us. And so the mastectomy boutique has allowed us to patient
make
to feel
women
better.
Feel comfortable.
And I
know when we used to have our senior expos, you would bring out, Tina would be there with all of the
samples
of things. Mm-hmm. And, it's just, I think a lot of women feel like when they've had that surgery, there's not as many things available to them as far as, cute lacy things and bathing suits and all of that. So,
well, what's interesting, I'm not an expert on that side of things, and I probably should have brought Tina along if we were going to talk about that more. But the thing that I know that she really kind of stresses is that, a lot of times after someone has had a mastectomy, their immediate thought is, I'm going to go get breast reconstruction. And obviously that can be important to achieve symmetry and confidence and all the things that go on with that. But the problem is that you are now covering up and making it harder to see any future
issues.
And so you have to say to yourself, is that, is that worth it? Or is it better to just wear a prosthesis in a bra that you can and still have your scars, your battle wounds, if you will, but can easily be
detectable.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know, in some of my clients, when they have a mastectomy, they're too old. They're not going to put somebody who's 89 years old through reconstruction.
And most
of the time they're okay with that, but they still want to feel like a female
and
feminine and all of that. So I think it's great for people to know that. So awesome. What else?
By the way, WellCare MD is at 2510 Airpark.
Okay.
Airpark Drive. I myself turned around.
Okay.
So it was in a kind of general direction up from my house. But 2510 Airpark Drive again, 262-6626. Again, for me, is looking at the big, the rapid strides and prosthetics. And you don't think about, because I'm a man, you don't think about the mastectomies and all the things that can be done that way.
That are considered prosthetics.
Like that.
What are you doing for veterans? I know you serve the veterans. What kinds of things are you usually doing for that?
Well, we have a very good rapport with the VA. We do a lot of different things. Everything from and a lot of these are available if you talk to your primary care physician within the VA complex there, and then they can refer you out to to podiatry. We do extra depth shoes or just shoes and custom insoles, or we take an impression of your foot and then we build that to give you as much comfort and for whatever diagnosis you may have with your feet, even just sore feet, we can provide a nice comfortable insole. And then we also do knee bracing. A lot of times we talk about surgeries and things, if someone has torn ligaments in their knee and they need to have support, we have unloader braces that actually, if you're having pain on the medial side of your knee or the lateral side, we have knee braces that will actually help to, we can dial in and put a 3-point pressure on the knee and relieve that area, either the inside of your leg or the outside of your leg.
Wow.
These are all things that are done more so to than having to go into surgery, and they'd like to try that as a prophylactic first.
I've got one quick one because we have to run here. But do you find yourself also as just besides being, the person with just great, great equipment and for the people, is that you find yourself almost as a counselor?
It's a big part of what
Isn't
we
that
do.
A big
absolutely.
Part of what you do. And
yeah.
I mean, you are a very calm guy.
Yeah.
So I could just see, if you have to go down and see you, and I've met your wife too, is that right there is a big plus.
It's a life changer what they're dealing with.
Yeah, what you're doing, and you are always, I mean, you're just absolutely seems like the person to talk to when you're going through something like this.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah, I mean, that's been my goal ever since I lost my limb back in 1980, you know, is how can I take and move people through that process, you know, because it has, there's been a lot of improvements, but still there's lots of room for more improvement to make that system, that process more seamless, you know.
And you know what it is to go through this traumatic amputations or something like, or similar to that.
Yeah.
So this is, again, it's more than just the business. It's you find with people that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also really important when you say that.
Thank you.
So why don't you, in closing, let our listeners know where you're located and your hours and all of that.
Right now we are located at 2135 Pine Street, which is right up the street from Safeway, across from Biggin's Lighting as you come up the hill there. And our phone number is 530-243-4500. Be looking for some announcements of possible some bigger and better things in the very near future. And we hope to be able to introduce you to the Prosthetic Center of Excellence.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us, right. Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we're going to come back, and Kevin Kelly's joining us. We're going to talk about what is going on out the lake. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An explosion has rocked the SpaceX launch site in Florida. NASA says SpaceX was conducting a test firing of its unmanned rocket when the blast took place this morning. Building several miles away, reportedly shook from the blast. Multiple explosions continued for several minutes. A day after Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton addressed the American Legion convention in Cincinnati yesterday, GOP nominee Donald Trump took the mic today, vowing to clean things up at the Veterans Administration.
It's in very sad shape. I deal with veterans all the time. We have tremendous veteran support, and the stories I hear are so sad. We're not going to have that anymore.
Trump says as president, he will head up a major overhaul of the VA. Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, says he appreciates Donald Trump's gesture in accepting his invitation to meet yesterday.
I'm sure that his interest is genuine in wanting to build a relation and lead our society to stability.
Later, his supporters in Phoenix chanted, "Build that wall." Trump reiterated his plan to deport those who have entered the country illegally. Slightly more Americans sought unemployment benefits last week.
The Labor Department says applications for jobless aid went up by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 263,000, matching its four-week moving average. Meanwhile, the number of people collecting unemployment checks has fallen 4.4% from a year ago to 2.16 million. Applications have remained below 300,000 for 78 straight weeks, the longest streak since 1970, when the total number of U.S. workers was much lower.
This correspondent, Jeremy House, Ford says sales for August were down 8% compared to a year ago. More automakers are set to report their sales throughout the day today. U.S. sales of new cars and trucks expected to see a decline in the month of August. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
A Kentucky congressman who's been rebuked for misusing his office by the House Ethics Committee has chosen to resign rather than serve out his term.
The House Ethics Committee found that Republican Congressman Ed Whitfield had unintentionally violated House rules by giving his wife, a lobbyist for the Humane Society, special access to his office. Whitfield's decision to step down next Tuesday will trigger a special election to replace him in November.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, residents in some low-lying communities in Florida are being asked to evacuate. That's because Tropical Storm Irmine is approaching the Gulf Coast and expected to make landfall tonight as an actual hurricane. A lawyer for John Hinckley Jr. has told the Associated Press the man who shot President Reagan 35 years ago will be leaving a psychiatric hospital to live full-time in Virginia on September 10th. A judge ruled back in July that Hinckley was no longer a danger to himself or others. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The first commercial flight between the U.S. and Cuba in more than half a century landed in the central city of Santa Clara yesterday morning, reestablishing regular air service severed at the height of the Cold War.
It's a positive step forward in the normalization of diplomatic relations between our two countries.
The State Department spokesman John Kirby, he says it's another step that will advance the interests of the U.S. and improve the lives of the Cuban people.
We believe that the best way to achieve that goal is by facilitating more interaction between the Cuban and the American people, including through travel and commercial opportunities and through more access to information.
And the Department of Transportation has announced a carrier selected to operate the routes to Havana. Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, Delta, Frontier Airlines, JetBlue, Southwest, Spirit Airlines, and United Airlines will all take part. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is struggling. It's down about 80 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon.
Good morning.
Clark is here with me today. How are you, Sharon?
Well, I'm doing awesome.
You
I'm
know what?
Coming to life now. I know how you do this every day at 7. You're like on your A game.
Well, the Red Bull is kicked in, starting to kick in, and then
in.
You're with this other Cascade something. What is that?
Pink grapefruit bubbly water.
Oh, okay.
I've got my staples here.
Got your staples going there. Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 1st of September. The 1st of September. Summer's kind of over, and our guest that we're going to be getting to in just a second is kind of apropos because what we're going to be talking about, it's not over yet, though. We still got some great weather happening. 6 minutes after the hour of 8, phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like, Cher?
We've got it's high of 60 or 64 currently in Reading with a high of 92 today, a little bit of wind. So it should be beautiful. So get out and enjoy and take a walk on the Sundial Bridge. And do, you know, it's when it's 108, you just can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. It's no fun to be outside. And so it's finally, like, cooling off, and it's great lake weather. Get out on your boats. I've got my paddle boards, which Bob informed me last year were a vessel. So now I actually treat them as a Coast Guard vessel, and I have my whistle and my flashlight and my life vest on my paddle board. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. You know what? I don't believe that for a second.
He said paddleboards are considered a vessel, and I really got a talking to last year because I actually went out in May. It was, like, really warm outside, and I took my paddleboards out. The water, I was at Whiskeytown, was still very cold, and I had no life vests on. I had and there's not even a lot of boats out at that point. And Bob says to me, you know, you can get hypothermia very quickly. If you had fallen off that boat, there's no one really out there at that time of the year, and gave me quite a talking to. So I ordered my vest.
Well,
I'm rather
fond of you. I would not want to read about you in the newspaper in that context.
And I didn't realize paddleboards were considered a vessel.
65 degree water will take you, make it difficult for you to swim very quickly.
Yeah. And I was feeling like it was so warm outside that I could do that. So now at the time of the year, though, you can get out on your boats and the water's warm and nice. So, but still have your vests and your backup plan.
Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That was a long way around the weather report.
Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call, 365-3793. It is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans.
If I may, as of last night's update, Shasta Lake now at 1,013 feet above sea level. That puts us 54 feet down, so we're in pretty good shape.
We're in great shape for this time of the year. Are you kidding? That's great. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. If you're looking for window coverings that meets not only your decor, but they're tasteful, meet your budget, you need to go to Budget Blinds and see Jerry. Or if you're looking for solar shades, you need to talk to Jerry over at Budget Blinds. Or if you're looking for the type of blinds that keep the sun out and keep the cool air in, you need to talk to Jerry.
I need to talk to Jerry. I have a couple things at my office I need to
226
update.
9027. Really? Okay. Because I tell you what,
I've
he comes
with him
over.
Before.
Oh,
yeah, he's
great.
Great guy. Really great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Budget Blinds. Give him a call at 226-9027 or check out the web at budgetblinds.com. Okay, you know what? We've been talking about the lake a lot. And we've got with us Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor, who's the general manager out there.
Good morning,
Can
sir.
Can I say that?
Yeah, yeah.
You do it all. You've been working there for
38 years.
Oh, you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly then,
the
huh?
good, the bad, and the ugly.
The ugly
yeah.
is usually out at Slaughter Island or Slaughterhouse
yeah,
Island.
That's,
or something
college
like that.
Weekend. Yeah,
college
that's
weekend.
Pretty ugly out there.
Well, I remember at the beginning of the season, the University of Oregon, or was it Oregon State, or I can never tell them apart. One's
it was
a beaver,
OSU,
one's a duck.
I think.
OSU?
Yeah.
Is that a beaver
Oregon.
Or a duck?
Oregon State Beavers. Yes.
Okay, so the Oregon State Beavers came down. And trashed.
Slaughtered the island.
Yeah.
Trashed.
Yeah. We always thought, hey, let's just take a truckload of garbage up there and just dump it right on the campus, you know.
What you should have done is taken yeah. it all, everything you got off there, yeah. put it in a truck, take it up to the middle of the commons there and just dump it and say, yeah. this is what you left
Didn't
on our island.
Didn't they leave, like, tents?
Oh.
It was like they
new
left,
tents.
They,
new
they,
tents.
Left, they didn't yeah. just leave yeah. trash. They like It's like they just all walked away from their campsite.
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Which is just like I even understand. Ice chests and sleeping bags and tents and everything, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was just crazy.
They're lucky they didn't leave somebody just laying there asleep. But I understand the thing is, last one out, clean, so everybody tried to leave
yeah.
first.
Yeah, you know, the last man standing has to kind of clean everything up, and they just scatter like ants, you know, before the Forest Service or the Sheriff's Department gets there.
That would have been a great idea, pick up all that stuff, put it into garbage, everything, and put it into a truck. Take it up there and dump it on yeah. their campus. Say, hey, next time.
Yeah, we're just lowering ourselves to their level. So
no, I
yeah.
think
don't
you're
want to
making,
do that.
No, you're just returning property.
Hey,
you know, hey, you
we found this out there. This is yours.
We found this in and you all well marked it with your
yeah,
you know with your campus.
To, yeah.
and by the way, you can thank these people, and then you add the names to you just throw it out there. I think it's a great idea.
That'd be fun.
I think next year, if they do that.
They should really take a deposit next year before they... Are you guys going to... Is there something they can do now?
We do take a huge deposit, but we can't, we can't babysit those kids out
right,
there
right.
and, say, hey, clean your truck.
Garbage. It's like taxpayer money, or you guys just have to do it. Who's paying for you guys to do it?
Typically, the Forest Service
so
goes out there.
Money.
Has a crew that goes out there, and they clean it all up and
ridiculous.
Yeah,
okay, people are saying they think they were ducks, not beavers.
These are the cutting edge topics that we discuss here on our
Was it a duck or a beaver that destroyed Slaughterhouse Island?
Did I say schedule?
and Sharon's schedule. Okay. This was a good year. Lots of rain. I mean, everybody, we were so happy.
Oh, it was a fabulous year. And the year's
and
still not over.
I mean,
yeah,
it's not over
this
yet.
This Labor Day weekend's going to be absolutely insane out there.
But you still have people coming after that, too, right?
Yeah. Probably says it was U of O. So,
Anyway.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
They're a bunch of trashy college
kids.
They're college kids.
Yeah.
You know what? They all look alike.
Yeah, just absolutely disrespectful. But
you're right. This big weekend still coming?
Yep. Big weekend coming up. Have everything booked. So if you don't have your reservation already,
it's
going to be hard to find a boat. Yep.
I think so. So this is a big weekend, too, but. Y'all stay open for another. Well, you're open for another.
Oh yeah. Another month.
Another month.
Yeah, we're renting strong for another month. I mean, we couldn't be happier how the year's turned out this year.
I'm so happy. I don't know if you heard me earlier talking, but one of the things that I always think about when we're in those droughts is all those businesses up there. Because being a business owner, Carl and I both, Mother Nature dictating to people whether they're going to have a good income or not.
Yeah, we're basically at the mercy of Mother Nature.
Yeah.
So.
And I think about all the tourism that comes in and how that impacts everybody. And when there's no water, it's not a pretty lake. Even though you can still take the boats out, it's just not aesthetically nice to be out there.
Yeah, even in the drought, there was plenty of water for everybody to enjoy. It was a little bit more difficult to get on the lake.
Right.
But, once you're out there, those dirt shores just kind of disappear and you're enjoying the water out there.
Yeah. So I'm so happy for you guys. So you guys will be renting boats until the beginning of October?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and we're contemplating doing an October fishing special since the fishing is just absolutely phenomenal out there right now.
It is?
Yeah. Yep. Just had a group of guys come back in, and I said, well, hunt fishing goats. We slayed them.
What do people fish for out there?
They were out there. They're bass fishermen.
Oh, bass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But there is trout, bass. Uh-huh. So the fishing is just absolutely great right now. And the shad are running. We had an early shad run. There's running all around the marina. And so that brings a lot of fish to the surface, and mm-hmm. it's good fishing.
Awesome. Are shad like piranhas?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I got it. Hey, we're going to take a break here with Kevin. You know, somebody's taking umbrage here in the chat room because I said, what difference does it make whether it's an Oregon beaver or an Oregon duck? Of course it makes a difference. You know, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make any difference. They're just all college kids. I don't care if they're Oregon. I don't care if they're ducks, beavers, broncos, you know, Cajuns.
Could have been the fighting banana slugs.
The banana slugs. What about the banana slugs? They were probably out there, too. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. They came to our rescue back when we blew our compressor out a few weeks ago. You're not going to find better care than Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people just really, really, really care about their customers. A veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. It is, like I said, a veteran-owned business, but it was also voted best in the North State 2015 and probably again this year. We'll be right back with Kevin Kelly and Holiday Harbor and, of course, Sharon Clark, my buddy. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents World Class. While volunteering overseas, the Hollies needed cash quick to help their daughter's family close the deal on a great home buying opportunity that was about to go south. The Hollies reached across the globe to Tri-Counties Bank senior banker Kylie McDonald for her world-class expertise. Kylie mapped out options and called the Hollies with a plan to get cash from a new home equity line of credit on their own house to help their daughter with her new house. Kylie's team jetted through the approval process, leaving no detail behind, and the Hollies had the funds just in time to close the new home deal for their daughter's family. Now that's service without borders. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage loans, world-class response. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. It's the 1st of September. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 64 today, going up to 92. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. And I have tickets to the Shasta Speedway. That's right. This week end on the 3rd, starting gates open at 5 o'clock, is the Shasta Speedway is running. It's family fun night. Brought to you by Shasta Speedway. Janine's Happy Diner and B&T Satellite. Gates open at 5 p.m. National Anthem at 6:25 p.m. You don't have to stand for it if you don't want to. But in Redding, California, you may find the fact that you're a hat that if you're wearing, get set on fire. And racing begins at 6:30. And I have a family pack of tickets to the race. I've got four of them to the first person that calls, 605-4567. 605-4567, and get your tickets to the race. It's valued at $80.
You have four of them?
Nah, it's at $60.
Yeah, huh? You have four of them?
I have four tickets.
Okay,
four tickets. So it can be a little family thing. Take your family or take your, you know, three of your best friends there. Hey, we're with, of course, Sharon Clark and then Kevin Kelly, who is the general manager out at Holiday Harbor. You had a good question.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, because I don't think people realize, Kevin, exactly what kinds of boats you can rent. We always think there's just a huge houseboat. What are your fleet? What does your fleet include?
Well, we have 65 houseboats in our fleet, and plus we have a bunch of other toys, patio boats, ski boats, you know, party barges, wakeboards, paddle boards, pedal boats, kayaks, canoes, pretty much anything
floats. I didn't realize you had paddle boards, too.
Yeah, anything that floats, you can pretty much rent it.
And you guys have the nice, tell me about your nicest houseboat.
The nicest houseboat we have.
What are all the bells and whistles on it?
We have our 16 sleepers. It's got a fly bridge on there. It's got two restrooms on there, a double refrigerator, swim deck off the back, penthouse on top. You can drive it from upstairs and downstairs.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Do you have the ones, too, that have the slides that come off of them?
We do. We have slides, yeah.
The slides, that looks really fun when, you know, I'm sure that would be fun if you've had a few cocktails.
He's got a rope tow, too. So if you go behind, well, maybe they don't recommend it, but we usually throw a rope off the back. So if you fall off after drinking 12 margaritas, you kind of casually swim over and grab a hold of the rope, and we eventually pull you back.
Well, after you've had 12 margaritas, we take you tubing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, like you said, you got it all there. You got bass boats. You've got,
fishing boats. Yep.
Fishing boats. And fishing is great.
Fishing is just absolutely wonderful. Yeah. We just had a crew come back in, and they said they just slayed them.
That would be great. Like if you want to take your dad out or your son out, do some bonding time.
Oh, yeah.
Rent a boat and go out and enjoy
the
day.
It's a great family, kind of getaway for the day on one of our party barges. What we call our party barges, a patio boat.
I love those patio boats. I mean, I tell you what, you're out there and you've got a bathroom.
I think you need to take all of your advertisers out on one. That would be me.
I have more than you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't seem like it.
We'll hook you up with our 25-person party barge.
There we go. But like I was saying,
does it have a bathroom on it?
Yeah, we have two bathrooms
sometimes
on it.
Sometimes when you go out on these boats, you don't like the people as much when you get off after you've...
We were just talking about that.
I have had some social time with you and Linda, so I think we're safe to go out on a boat together. But
we can bring a group out there.
Yeah,
and
that would be fun.
During the day.
That would be fun.
We could do that.
Do a little advertising.
Give me a shout.
Thank you.
I know, we'll get that. And then, now for people who say, well, I can't drive one, but it sounds like great fun, but I can't drive
That's
it.
That's how I feel. I would be really afraid to drive it.
We have people go out that say that same thing. Can I operate this boat? We drive you in and drive you out on your request. A lot of people just take the boats out by themselves, but we have harbor pilots that teach you how to drive, spend as much time as you need. So you feel comfortable. We don't want you out there all stressed out. It's like, oh, I don't know how to drive this boat.
Right, right.
So we don't let you go out unless you feel comfortable.
That's great.
You know, I've only run over a couple of things on the way out. And I figured, you know, it's covered probably by insurance. You know, the paddle boarders, they're tough. They're out there, and they scream a lot when you go by.
Yeah.
Hey, now there is some stuff out in the lake. Is it still there? that, you know, it was something like an algae in one spot.
The blue-green algae from, you know, don't believe everything you read in the newspaper.
That's why I wanted to bring it up, because people, you know, that, well, I thought, you know, in, no, I said it's not like that. In fact, we were just out there, didn't see it.
So. Yeah, well, I mean, we've had all of our boats go out for the last 3 weekends. You know, we're running a 50-boat fleet this year, a little bit less than what our cap is. And on average, there's 10 to 12, 15 people on each boat. So you can do some simple math. Not a single case of anybody getting sick or any problem with the lake. You know, just read the press release from the Water Quality Control Board. Go on that website. It gives you all the facts. And it's just a precautionary warning that they put out. It's just like Proposition 65. You know, you walk into a grocery store. Products in this store may cause cancer. Well, it's a precautionary advertisement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, and that's why I wanted to get that out there because, well, obviously it hasn't hurt business.
No, not at all.
And it shouldn't either.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, if they want to, so it's, you're going to be open another month?
Well, we're open all year long, but our September's looking really strong. Next week, we're sold out.
I thought you kind of like...
We do. We kind of slack off, but our September, since the lake's so high, you know, it's wonderful out there. People want to enjoy, come out. And,
that's the best the best weather to me is when it's not 118.
Yeah.
Do we still hear anything about raising the height of the dam?
Yeah, yeah. From time to time, it's still kind of in the works. It's still in the works. I haven't got the latest update on raising the dam because, you know, we're just so busy trying to do day-to-day operations. It's, you know, I'm working 7 days a week.
I'm so happy for you guys. I'm so
thank
happy
you.
For you guys. Because
well, it's good for everybody.
It's great to
yeah, it's happy for the whole well. Community yeah. because, you know, yeah. everybody benefits. You know, Safeway, Costco, all of the hotels and motels and the restaurants, they all benefit.
Right.
How many people have you met that said that they used to come up here on vacation on the houseboats? And then they end up living up here in Redding because they just really like it.
We have some folks that work for us that, you know, used to houseboat, and, you know, they moved up here.
Let me say this about the people that work for you. They're just absolutely fabulous. I have yet
Thank
to
you.
Meet any person up there that wasn't extremely helpful, extremely friendly, and able to, you know, answer all the questions, and it didn't make you feel like, oh, I haven't heard that question before, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I can't say enough about our staff, that, you know, all the way from the ladies in the office to, you know, the houseboat crew and on our marina. Can't say enough about them. We have a great crew this year.
Great. Okay. Kevin Kelly has been here with us from Holiday Harbor. How do people rent a boat from you? What do you need to do?
You can give us a call at 1-800 number. It's 1-800-776-2628 or visit our website at lakeshasta.com. Give us a shout.
And they can see all the boats that you guys have on there and everything?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is.
Great.
And I tell you what, if you have not taken a party boat out or a patio boat out, you need to do that because you can fish off it, you can barbecue, you get out of the sun, you got a bathroom, you've got everything there, and you can do it all from it and then park it and just swim.
It's called glamping. If you want to spend the night, instead of as glamorous camping, glamping.
Oh, never heard that.
Glamping. That's my kind of thing where you actually have wine, you have a restroom, you have a nice place to sleep.
Oh, into the houseboats now.
Yeah. Glamping.
Glamping.
Because we don't want to just sleep on the shore in a tent.
You learn something every day.
we're going to have to kind of mull that over as a marketing thing.
Yes, you guys could definitely do, like, set up a boat for the girls for the glamping.
We have lady groups go out all the time.
Yep.
Yep.
Bachelorette parties.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to go.
I'm just seeing this as it's coming back in, you know. Okay, we have a $500 cleaning fee here.
No, that's the bachelor party.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're the women.
The ladies are very
clean.
We
might have some wine spills, but that's about
it.
That's about it. Okay, all right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Sharon Clark. Hope you're having a great Thursday. It's the 1st of September. We're kind of like starting a our last, you know, push to the new year starting today. We'll be right back.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday.
Thursday, September 1st, Inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Garamani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River, Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. It is 8:31 in the morning, 64 degrees going up to 92 today. Is it still 64? It feels like 65.
I'm looking at several weather stations around town. They're still reporting.
I'm just kidding.
I love Natalie.
How would I know?
I've
how would
Natalie
I,
Merchant forever. I
how
love
would
that.
I know if it's 65 or 64? I'm in here. I just like to do it to make Bob run around. You know, he has to change screens and all these things. Hey, what a great day this is. Again, like I said, now it's 8:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business, which gives the best haircuts in history. Man's Last Stronghold, right there. And it's right up the street from Classy Cafe. Cafe with Million Cafe.
No perms, no hair color.
No perms, no hair color at. That's right. You have you
there's
get you get a hair
in there.
There you go. Well, we also had there was you know, Men's Health and there's flying and other types.
And
there's
they,
no,
they do
there's
shave.
No
Don't
racy.
They shave you?
Well, they shave around your ears.
Yeah.
And your neck,
yeah.
Which is hard to
great.
Find.
Yep.
There's no racy magazines in there. The raciest magazine, of course, is National Geographic.
Right.
And even that's not racy anymore. So you just go in there to have a good haircut and a great time talking to people. Okay. Sharon Clark here is with me. And, you know, I want to talk about your business, but in a sense of how it encompasses a lot of other issues that people are facing.
Right.
Right
well, we
now.
Were kind of chatting a little bit off air this morning with Jeff when Jeff was here about, and even with Kevin about recuperative care, because I think you were just saying someone in your family had
back surgery.
Had back surgery.
And so she's laid up, and because she's very limited in movement. I mean, she's up now. But, you know, so Linda went down there for a couple of days, and her daughter came over a couple of days. But when it gets down to it, if you don't have somebody within striking distance, you know, that can come down and help, and you're laid there, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean,
and your husband is working, you know, 10 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And you know, and he can't come. They live far enough. He just, like, he can't come home, you know, twice a day
right.
to do things.
Right.
So you should have, you know, so you have, like, I don't know, what do you call it?
Caregiving.
Well, I know that not no,
recuperative care.
Recuperative care.
Right. So, you know, we have, we just celebrated 12 years in business. And through the years, I've had multiple client cases where we have someone in their 40s, 50s, 60s who has a shoulder replacement, a knee replacement, a hip replacement, a back surgery, has had a fall. We've had, you know, Achilles tears. We've had broken wrists. And when you're going through something like that, if you are divorced, if your spouse is working, whatever the need might be, you know, we can come in and help out for just a few hours a day on a temporary basis, because oftentimes people can't make a sandwich. They can't you know, do laundry. They can't, you know, even get out of a chair. They can't drive. I had a physician a few years ago who had a shoulder replacement and just needed someone to make some meals and drive him to the doctor for his follow-up appointment. And so, you know, if you are single in your 50s and have a surgery, I had a lady who was divorced who was having a major knee surgery. And she said, I'm going to get my college kids to help me out, but I just wanted to have your number just in case. And the day before surgery, she says, I'm going to have to hire you for 8 hours a day, because when my kids were surprised I needed a ride home from the hospital, I realized they had no clue what I was getting done. She's like, they're not ready to help me. And so then we helped her out. She was in a two-story home. And so, you know, oftentimes...
You're going to need a ride home?
Yeah, they literally were like, Mom, what do you mean you can't drive yourself home? And that just made her realize, like, they're not ready to help me out what I'm going to need. So... So we helped her out. But
I tell you what, when I got the gentleman drove over me on my motorcycle several years ago, and I had a cast on up to my
I never heard the story.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
A guy T-boned me at he turned across the lane of traffic and got me and my bike. It was a great story, spectacular crash, bike's on fire, you know, I'm crawling away from it because people are trying to help me. I'm saying, don't touch me, because I don't want you to, you know, pulling things that I could have broken. And I was broken, and but there I was. I had besides all the staples in me and all the other things that have happened, you know, that were part of this, I had a cast on up to my knee, and there I was at my house, a two-story house,
yeah,
with the bedroom upstairs.
Yeah.
If I hadn't had somebody there, I would have had to call you.
Yeah,
just say, you know what, I just need help here. Because, I mean, it was difficult the first couple of days, just even moving.
Well, and you're in so much pain, and then you're trying to eat.
And I couldn't drive. I couldn't drive. Just getting to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like literally almost kind of crawling across the, you know, floor, or, you know, or hopping after the first couple of days. And then it wasn't until like the third day that I could actually crawl up the stairs to the to get into the bedroom. And then once you're up there, now you're up there. Now there's no kitchen. You know, so, I mean, or things like that. So it's, I can understand that. You know, you might need somebody for the first week.
Well,
and then after that to kind of come in and check.
Yeah, and we even have had a couple pregnant moms on bed rest. When you're pregnant with twins, you get put on bed rest, and then you have a two-year-old. You're on bed rest for 6 weeks. No one can take off 6 weeks. You know, your husband has to still go to work. Even if you have family that's going to come out and help with the babies, they can't come 6 weeks ahead of time. So we've had, you know, moms on bed rest. We've had moms, you know, we do gift certificates all the time for the woman who's having her third child. She probably doesn't need another diaper bag. What she needs is someone to come in for that first few weeks and do laundry and, you know, clean the house and cook the meals. And you know, we will help with the baby if we need to. But primarily, we want to take care of the home so the new mom can bond with her child and not have to worry about all those other little things getting done. So Home Helpers is not just about the seniors, though that's a big part of our business. We definitely can help anybody who's having, you know, any type of issue or something.
You know, and I was just thinking about that, you know, because I thought, you know, if I didn't have that other person there during that time frame, I mean, I couldn't drive. I mean, I had to get down to the doctor.
Right.
You know,
it wasn't a medical need. It was a caregiver.
It was like that. I mean, I was living. I mean, I was going to live. I mean, it wasn't that. And I knew I was going to recover when I rolled over on my back at the scene.
Yeah.
And I could feel everything moving and all that. I said, okay, I'm screwed up. Screwed up here. But I know I'm going to walk away from this eventually. But then having to go down, like things like get the staples removed, get those type of things done. I couldn't drive for like 8-9 days before I could, you know. And even then, it was tough.
Right.
So, Yeah, I understand where the recuperative care is very important for people and something to think about. So it's not just like, oh, yeah, here's, you know, the elderly person and all this. I mean, you know, when you're 30 and you're living by yourself, that this can be a problem.
Yeah, and I've had people that age before. You know, we've had, you know, people in their 20s and their 30s and all the way up to, you know, I think my oldest client right now is over 100.
That's right. Is his name Viva Mexico? Does he go by that? That's somebody that's in our chat room. I think he's about that age.
He's a potential client.
Well, he is probably a client. He's probably a client right now, and he gets angry, and you know, and what do you do? What do you do with your? Because all your people, you handpick all your people.
We have 57 caregivers.
57 caregivers.
Yep. 57.
Wow, think
crazy.
Of that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So you're 57 caregivers. So when you go out and you introduce yourself to the family, they need some help. You want to match them up with the right person, then, right?
Right. So they're interviewing me and I'm interviewing them kind of at that first initial consultation because I'm looking at the home. I'm looking at safety. I'm looking at skill set of the caregiver that we're going to need. You know, all of those, the schedule and all of those things. And I do a really good job of matching, you know, my first two caregivers I ever hired still work for me 12 years ago. So I do all my hiring. So I know all my personalities, interests, age group, who can cook, who can't, who likes to clean, who doesn't. So all of that comes into play when you're doing a match. And a lot of our success hinges on that connection with that client, especially if it's a long-term relationship. You know, for you, when you were needing help, you know, as long as they come in and they do what is needed, you didn't.
I do just kind of, yeah, help me clean. Help me get to the. Help me get to the doctor.
It's not as important if you liked them as. But you know, when you're dealing with someone in your home 4 or 5 hours a day, or 24 hours a day, like we have some on an ongoing basis, you definitely want to have that match. Make sense. And I always tell my clients, you know, you're my boss, you're hiring me, you can fire me. So if they don't like the caregiver that I assigned, they, you know, if it's not a good fit, they just give me a call and we'll try someone new. But generally speaking, because I do all the interviewing and I do the home assessments, I do a really good job of matching. But it's so important that you get the right personality in there from day one. And we do assignments where the same caregiver goes with a set schedule so they don't have different people coming every time, and we want to have consistency.
That's important that you have stability there.
Yeah,
on
especially
like
if
that.
There's a memory issue, dementia. You don't want to have different people coming all the time. That's not good for your client. So,
well, and that's what the bottom line is. That's what I've always noticed about you, that you care a lot about people. The reason I got to know Sharon, by the way, is that when we first started the show.
I love this story.
And I was talking to Dave Lanford. And Dave was the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer then. And we were talking about things that were happening. I said, about veterans. He says, well, you know what? Sharon Clark. And I had no idea who she was. And
little
he says,
did you know.
And little did I know she became a part of our family. With home helpers. That she gives us a lot of information on the veteran community. And that she knows that veterans rate certain services that they have earned while on active duty, but they don't know about it. And so you would give the names over to Dave.
Oh, yeah.
And then Dave then would be able to help these
people. He told me once, he says, you know, I mean, they went up in caseload when I found out about aid and attendance. And he was like, I told the person with the biggest mouth I could that about aid and attendance. And then I always ask people when I'm doing that assessment, you know, if they're a veteran, if they're a spouse of a veteran, I want to find the money. If there's money to pay for these services, which Medicare doesn't cover home helpers or any home care agency like home helpers because we're not written with a prescription, we're not medically trained, we're caregivers. So long-term care insurance, private pay, you know, or the aid and attendance program will help, you know, cover these costs. So I try to find people money all the time if I can. And so Dave and I worked. Dave was there, then Dave left, then Dave came back. Now he's gone again, right?
No, he's still there.
Oh, he's still there. Okay. Have they hired a new Veteran Services Officer?
Tommy Key. Have you met Tommy
yet? I haven't met Tommy yet. Okay.
I think he's going to be okay.
Okay.
I know he's going to be okay. And Tommy
had
comes
a tough
in.
Time
oh,
to get that.
My gosh, did they?
Dave thought he could retire, but
Dave's still
not
there. In fact, I've got to go down and see Dave and just go in and just bother him a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's the same type of atmosphere in that they want to help veterans. But again, people like yourself that help by giving names and information to families and just say, hey, you need to go down and talk to, in this case it's Tommy Key, at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. You know, you can tell families that because I've helped people get the aid and attendance only because I know about it because of Dave and you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of times I'm really spouting a lot of nonprofits because those nonprofits, you know, can't afford to get their message out. They can't afford to advertise and put on events and market. So if I can learn about them, then I become a resource to my clients, and I can help, you know, find them whatever they might need out there. And if there's free services, I want to let them know. You know, great to know. Great to be that resource for people.
Home Helpers, where do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at my office, 226-8350. We are at 2620 Larkspur Lane, catty corner to the Salvation Army, and right behind Kmart on Larkspur.
Okay.
With not too much of a homeless issue, as we spoke about earlier. No. It's gotten a little bit better at my place.
Well,
Home Helper sounds like we do a lot, so we've attracted some interesting characters.
Well, Sharon's my co-host. I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to talk about the things, especially after, you know, we talk about the you know, the problems with prosthetics, and you're an expert on this, and you help people doing this. So I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about your business, and then we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It is about 17 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the first day of September.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, September 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before. Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am. All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm. Here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Call agent Zach Bay at 221-3224 or visit his website at zachbay.com.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bot, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Garamani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, we're crazy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Bob. Is Bad Bob is, I don't know, he's sending out a video of us to the world.
He's live streaming us.
Yeah, live streaming on Facebook. First time I've given that a shot.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John and Sarah started this business about 8 years ago, and they have been a complete success in it. If you're looking for any type of gun or any type of ammo or shooting accessory, classes in CCW, any of this, please go to Bastiani Arms. Give them a chance. They're locally owned, locally operated. Give them a chance to meet or beat the big box stores prices on anything. Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Again, 2539 Larkspur. This is where I buy my guns.
That's where I'm going to get my revolver.
That's where. That's when Sharon's going to do hers.
I want a pink one.
She wants a pink gun, and you can buy pink guns.
Sharon's got a gun.
That's right. Hey. Okay. You know what? One of the things that you run into, and seeing that people like, you know, Vent Stevenson is in this elder abuse that, you know, he gets abused a lot. You know, he's elderly. So I always trying to find ways of protecting.
Right.
But you run into it on a serious note.
Right,
you
on
run
a serious
into
note.
It.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, as we kind of close out the show today that I always like to chat about with the community is just to be aware of your neighbors. You know, seniors are, you know, we have elder abuse issues in Shasta County, and, you know, it's gotten a lot better. But, you know, as when children are abused, they're out in the community. They're going to school. They're seen more. Elders oftentimes are it's easy to miss it in your neighborhood. So be paying attention to your neighbors, to who's there, to how often you see them. If you always saw them taking out trash to the curb, and all of a sudden you don't see them anymore, and there's strange cars in the driveway, and caregivers answering the door, and not giving you access to somebody. And we have a great APS department here in Shasta County that can do what we call a welfare check. And they'll go out and check in on somebody. So, you know, we all have to be paying attention, not just for financial abuse, which has gotten a lot better. We have bankers and that get special training now so that people can't come in and withdraw money and take advantage of our seniors. But
we have a great Debbie Morgan called me one day, and she said,
I love Debbie Morgan. I just hired her daughter to work in my office.
She's a realtor mm-hmm. here in town. And she was running into this where this guy was elderly and confused, and yet this younger guy who they weren't sure where he was in this whole thing had gotten him to sign a kind of a power of attorney and the older man who was admitted into the hospital for psychiatric problems sold his house, and then this guy wanted to get the escrow money. Mm-hmm. And Debbie and escrow, she said, there's something wrong here. So we found out who for her to talk to, but the escrow company refused to give the money to mm-hmm. the to this guy.
Right.
And so, I mean, there are more things going on where it used to be probably they could get that. But you're
right.
Saying now that
the banks do training with their tellers so that if someone's bringing in an elderly person and prompting them to move money around or cash checks or, you know, they're very well aware. They're mm-hmm. very good. All of our banks are great at looking out for seniors. And
then you guys are watching for this, too.
We're
right?
watching. And, you know, we've had – there's a lot of scams, phone calls. You know, Grandma, I'm stuck in Seattle. I need bus fare. Can you wire it to me? You know, and that, you know, if they make 50 of these calls a day and one person, I mean, we've shown up to have someone have her purse ready because her grandson's stuck somewhere and she's going to go wire him money. And we said, well, let's call your daughter and see if he's even in that place. And he's not.
Of course not.
You know, and so.
Or the scams on the phones. Our IRS is going to come arrest you today if you don't send us, you know, and or, hey, look, we're having real problems with your bank account. Give us the numbers on this. And
that generation, they're taking
more
advantage of these people that a handshake meant something, you know, and they're playing on that part of this culture of senior that just, you know, they trusted people. And, you know, it's really sad. So as much as there's financial what we experience a lot, too, is self-neglect, the senior themselves. It's not really abuse that anyone's perpetrating on a senior, but they're incapable of meeting their daily needs. So they need to have someone checking on them just to be sure that they're eating and taking their meds and things like that. So it's not always there's a bad guy. sometimes there's a senior that just is not capable of getting the help they need, and they need the county to step in and help facilitate getting an agency in there or getting a family member involved. So,
yeah, but, you know, and I can see that. Like the guy next door to us lived by himself, as far as we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day things started happening around there, and we saw this lady there, and then the cops were there, and so this, he had started wandering away. It turned out that the lady was like a sister,
mm-hmm.
and she had come there to help take care of him. And now he's gone, house for sale, and mm-hmm. you know, blah blah blah.
Right.
But here's a guy that probably at one time, because he was a school teacher right here in town, mm-hmm. he probably needed the care. But if you're there by yourself, I mean, how are people going to know?
Right, and that's one of the things that we chat about a lot is, you know, when you're calling mom and dad and checking on them and they don't live locally, it's easy to sound good on the phone. So, you know,
yeah,
it's really
important. Yeah, but you need
important.
To go and check on, yeah, your, on your
yeah,
older
check,
parents.
Yeah, check if their food in the house, check how their medications are being managed, how their hygiene is, you know.
And
how,
things
how,
in the house that used to be like spick and span, there's little things. But,
right.
And that may not be a big sign, but it still just means they're just...
Maybe get a cleaning company in.
Well,
you know, there's little things.
Or you know, their vision is not quite as acute where they can see these kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like I can, like my vision, which I think is, you know, is decent. Linda says I continue to miss picking up a pair of socks that I drop on the floor.
So you're blaming it on your vision?
I kind of thought that's what the floor was for. It was to hold it there until I got to them. You know what? The floor is kind of like holding my socks for me until I can get to them. And you know, I unlike you, sweetheart, whose underwear is being moved around the house by the dog, you know.
I'll send out a home helper for you guys.
A home helper, okay. To come, yeah.
Help a little light housekeeping.
Hey,
you do light housekeeping.
What do you think about this? You know, you're seeing more and more of robotics coming into cleaning the house.
I think there's going to be a lot of, especially. I think the next thing would be, if you're going to invest in something, is cameras, where the family can get on their smartphone and check in on mom and dad via these cameras. Because if they could see mom and dad and how they're doing, that could.
I'm not sure. I want to see how mom and dad are doing sometimes. There. Oh, honey. Look at your mom and dad in the kitchen. Oh, my God.
I will say that already on the market are, instead of the I've fallen and I can't get up pendant that has to be pushed, there are motion sensors built into these pendants
I have
now.
That.
And if it does not
it's
detect.
It's a fall sensor.
Yeah.
It detects the fall. I have that system.
Yeah.
Oh, a fall. Okay, now, but what you're talking about the cameras is cool. I mean, the only thing you need them is that, you know, in certain parts of the house.
Right.
We went with friends on a trip, and she had her kitty cams so she could see her kitties, make sure they're okay. And then for a whole 2 days, we went through, I don't see the kitties.
Yeah.
I said, well, cats don't always walk through this way, do they? You know, and so, I mean, it was really cute. But, yeah, having your oldies cam, you know, out mm-hmm. there, so like in the kitchen or places like that.
Right,
so,
make sure that.
Have somebody who knows what they're doing help set them up so they're firewalled and they can't be intruded upon.
Sure, like that. That's, you know,
I think we're going to see a lot as the baby boomers continue to enter that senior population. We're going to see a lot more, I think, advances in technology because there's not enough places for people to move. We're going to have to keep people in their homes longer. So we're going to see more and more.
Well, there's nothing wrong because, as you've said, and I think it's a proven fact that people that stay in their homes are healthier and happier.
Than absolutely. Quality of life.
You've got all your stuff around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be great. You know, instead of going and not that. Assisted living facilities are bad. You can find, you know, good ones.
We have great assisted living.
We do have that. But let's just face it, it's better to
have their options, have their choices. Some people really look forward to assisted living and the socialness of that, and other people want to stay at home, and so we just want to have all the bases covered.
Got it. Yeah. And you do that.
And I do that.
You do that. But it's also the fact is that our population is aging,
mm-hmm.
and we're living a lot longer. We're a lot healthier.
Yeah, we're living longer to get more things.
To possess more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk constantly about going through and just, you know, let's just get rid of all the stuff, you know, that we don't need because we've got storage facilities and attics and we never quite get there.
No.
We never quite get there. We did something the other day, though, that was great. And when we had to really winnow down stuff and we found out we could do that.
I'm sure Linda has a lot of costumes and things.
She's ruthless when it gets rid of things. Oh, yeah. Well, she still does have some beaded costumes from Hong Kong that are all hand-sewed.
Right. They're worth, I'm sure.
You know, thousands and thousands of dollars, but, you know, it's hard to get that kind of stuff up.
Yeah. That's her memorability.
Maybe it's just another shirt.
We'll let her keep that.
Let's just get rid of that. It's just another shirt. Oh, no, not that shirt, though. I like to wear that shirt. Anyway, Sharon, thanks a lot.
Oh, my gosh. It's been great, Carl. Thanks, Bob.
You know, tomorrow, Ken Murray's coming on.
Oh,
and
Ken.
He has
I
got,
remember Ken.
I think he's getting a statistician on to talk about polls and all these things. And plus, we have a number of different people that are coming on tomorrow. Next week, we've got politicians and congressmen.
Political
and
stuff, huh?
Political stuff's going to start heating up. Enjoy the magazine. We've got the Economic Development Corporation is going to be here. So we're talking about all the things that are happening business-wise. And then as we're going to have every one of the candidates will be on during this month and next month to talk about what they want to do if elected. And frankly, I think we're at the point we really need some, you know, leadership pushing forward.
Passion
and the fact of three, you know, of getting together and saying, what do we want this Reading to look like in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and work for that, and kind of maybe follow through on all these ideas about, well, we're going to have law and order, you know, 2 years ago, and here we are. We're voting on a measure to raise taxes that may or may not pass. And if it doesn't pass, what do you do?
Right.
I mean, where's the fallback plan on that? And I don't think anybody's even looking at it.
So you'll be addressing all of that this month.
That's the first question I ask is going to be, so what happens if it doesn't pass?
Right. What's the game plan? Because we are taxpayers. We're still expecting things out of our elected officials.
That's right.
To solve these
problems. You've got this much crime and these spikes in crime. And so, of course, the chief and the sheriff will be with us, too, here next month. And we'll be talking about that. We've had two murders. Here. So, I mean, that's unusual. That's unusual for us. Anyway, hey, everybody, have a great day tomorrow.
Come see Linda tonight at Elements Lounge.
Elements Lounge. Come on down, join us. She sings from 7 to 9. Get there around 6:30 for dinner. And we'll just have a great time out there dancing and singing and doing all of those things. Tomorrow, Ken Murray's going to be here with his peculiar way of doing things.
He's a pretty straight talker.
And everybody have a great day on Labor Day weekend. Be safe out there. Be careful out there. And have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Card. Thundering surf on a Florida beach as the storm moves in. In preparation for Hermine's arrival, Governor Rick Scott ordering state offices in 51 counties to close. The order includes the state capital, Tallahassee. It could get its first direct hit by a hurricane in 30 years. Hermine is expected to graduate to hurricane status before slamming into the Florida panhandle.
Likely going to make a landfall somewhere near the Florida Big Bend area or portions of the panhandle Thursday night or early Friday. And we think it's going to make landfall as a hurricane, or probably a Category 1 hurricane.
And they're busy cleaning out the storm drains in Charleston, South Carolina. Forecasters warn of torrential rains and high tides. That area could get up to 10 inches of rain. SpaceX says a massive explosion has destroyed one of its rockets during a routine test for a planned week.